This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Pardon, let's start the show again, producer. Let's start the show again. A good yawning this morning, bringing you On the Clock with Erin Green from the halls of the BWE, the Bahamas Wrestling Entertainment Group. It is Friday, the 8th of March, 2024, and you are On the Clock with Erin Green. And joining me in studio are three of the Bahamas' greatest wrestlers of all time. From the Bahamas Wrestling Entertainment Group. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How you doing?
Now, you got to speak right into the mic. There we go.
How y'all doing? How's everyone out there?
Now, joining me in studio today are representatives from the Bahamas Wrestling Entertainment Group, Mr. Orthonel Hinsey, Mr. Samuel Delancey, and Mr. Alex Cash. And I want them to give you their wrestling names, their performance names, because they don't wrestle under these government names.
Oh, no.
Like, for instance, my name is Erin Green, but my wrestling name is The Seagull. Caw-caw, caw-caw, right? So these gentlemen are going to introduce themselves, tell you who to fare when you come near the ring, and then we're going to get into the events and activities that the Bahamas Wrestling Entertainment Group has coming up in the next 2 weeks. Now, joining me in studio is the only Bahamian wrestler I know, Mr. C.A. Nuri. Morning, Mr. Nuri.
I never fought in my life. I know about ganging people, but that's a different thing altogether.
you ain't got no wrestling technique?
No.
See, my wrestling technique is dashing, right? Mm-hmm. You ever get dashed by a seagull?
No.
Running after the food, and the seagull running after the food, and then all of a sudden you're on the ground. Uh-huh. That's because the seagull dash you, throw you on the ground, and dash for the food. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Morning. We're good.
Starting to my left is?
Would be Alex Cash, a.k.a. Mr. Pork Chop.
With extra gravy.
Exactly.
Mr. Pork Chop. I've seen you before. I've seen you in the BWE web series. Mm-hmm. Did y'all know that these guys have their own web series?
Absolutely.
I seen you on the bridge.
Absolutely.
Dashing away from cars and thing in front of me.
Yes. Pleasant good morning, Bahamas, Nassau. Yours truly, Orthonel Hinsey, a.k.a. Two-Face, owner of Bahamas Wrestling Entertainment. At its best, yeah?
Awesome. And to my right?
All right, this is Samuel Delancey, but I am going as Nardis on the Edge, the instrumental Warren Santangelo.
Absolutely. Say all of that again.
I am the instrumental and Nardis on the Edge, Warren Santangelo.
When everybody say he on the edge. I on the edge now. He on the edge. We could break out in a fight at any moment now.
Any moment.
Oh, my. Okay. How long has the BWE been in existence?
The BWE has been in existence since 2020.
Okay.
2020. And that was our first show there at Aquinas School at Loyola Hall, where we opened up our first live pro wrestling show. We brought back some of the greats, Tyree Pride.
The great Tyree Pride, the Haitian sensation.
was here along with a crew from, we had WWE, we had FEW, we had AEW, all of them. We pulled some artists from everywhere, brought them, and we had an awesome time in 2020.
Okay. So those are other leagues or organizations that you're affiliated with, right?
Absolutely.
Now, when you say FEW, you mean the Fighting Evolution Wrestling?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Fighting Evolution Wrestling, yeah.
See, because
Yep. She got a work down.
Listen,
fine.
See, here's the story, Mr.
Seagull been working.
I was wrestling from the early 2000s, but okay. It's difficult to wrestle when ain't nobody actually wrestling with you.
I feel you.
They call that assault, right? And so I've been looking for a place to wrestle for years. Yep. So NWA is the National Wrestling Alliance, right? And then AEW is the All Elite Wrestling
That is correct.
Group.
Yes.
Awesome. Right in Florida.
Yes.
This is one of the questions, some of the questions I had to ask is, where do you train?
We have a training facility here in South Beach by the BWE location. That's Blue Hill South, all the way to the beach. Once you get to the end of Blue Hill, I usually tell people, give me a call, 544-1995, and you're 60 seconds away from the ring.
Oh.
Yeah. So we have a whole ring set up. The facility is there. You can come. You can train. We do training Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Okay. Every week.
Is there like a... that's so bad because I wake Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 24 hours. I can't come out.
Wow. I can make an exception.
So where do wrestlers hang out? Like, what does the wrestling community look like? Where do you all hang out? I mean, Porkchop, don't mind this part. I'm just trying to sneak up on you again. Like, in a video. But, like, where do you all hang out? And do you... Like, y'all go to, you train, and then maybe you go to the bar and drink barely alcoholic drinks because y'all get focused on your physical prowess?
Well, for the athletes, let me speak for me and those that are here with me. Well, for the athletes, once we've already trained and what's not, if in fact we do go to get out, probably the beach or something like that, but we don't do the consumption of alcohol while we're doing our training coming up because of we don't want no distraction. And then we want to keep everybody safe because that's our first priority.
Absolutely.
Safety, so you got to be a clear head, clear mind, all of the extra substance. That's when you on your time and you're doing whatever you got to do. But once we get together, it's all about protecting one another, getting to know one another and making it happen, planning for the future.
All right.
Because we want to take it there.
Now, social media handles. I know you're on YouTube, Bahamas Wrestling Entertainment. Search that. The channel will come up on YouTube. And you have a Facebook page.
Yes. 242 at BWE. 242 at BWE. Facebook.
Okay. Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Okay. First event is coming up tomorrow.
Actually, tomorrow we have a... interview event.
Okay.
No, the actual event, fighting and doing the whole big to-do, somebody getting slam and jam and throw, is March 16th.
March 16th March first, 16th, and then we'll come back to tomorrow.
Absolutely.
All right. Wrestling show and cookout. First of all, what you going to have on the grill? Is the cookout before the wrestling match? Am I going to be able to body slam Pork Chop and then put a Pork Chop on the grill?
Yeah, I believe Mr. Pork Chop, to speak to that, Mr. Pork Chop has his opponent very nearby, as a matter of fact. And I'm trying to, that's why we have this big table in here and we're trying to keep them either on either side of the table.
Yeah.
Because something may pop off in a moment, but we're trying to hold this down. We want to get this interview out. We want to be able for people to see and hear what's going, to happen. So we got fish, we got chicken. Let me just try to get all that out one time before something goes the wrong way. Fish, chicken, and ribs is the barbecue. We're on from 12:30 to show start until 5.
Okay.
So what we're doing is every half hour, 40 minutes, we're going to have
a wrestling show.
Wrestling show to come out. Okay. So it's for those, some people, everybody can't be there one time. People who are off, they're going to come by. So we stretch it out that we'll be there from 12:30 to 4.
Right. So I may have come a little late for the grill line. I could watch a show while I'm waiting to get my food. Then I could sit and eat my food to watch another show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Here's the punch to this. I was trying to get it out to the Bahamian people. Here's the punch to it. The punch to it is you got to get a ticket. Once you get a ticket, the gift surprise is a gold pennant coin. If you get a ticket and you save your number and we call, then you're eligible to be a part of that gift.
The ticket is also like a raffle for a gift.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So somebody, y'all go buy the ticket so you could win the gold coin and then I could wrestle you for it.
Listen, we could do that. If they got what it takes to step into the square circle, it could be on like popcorn in
Listen,
a minute.
Here's what I'm saying. Do you have a 45 and older category?
Absolutely.
I don't want nobody Grammy calling me, asking me why I put the fry on their good grandchild.
Listen, you can be from, we start training, believe it or not, we start training at 7. Because we do have some 7-year-olds that are like, they love it. They love wrestling. They've been watching it from they come. So they catch the new age, And then you have folks from all the way back all the way back into from Tyree Pride time at Nassau Stadium. They're excited about it. I have people approach me every day, man, what it takes for me to be a wrestler. I want to do it. I want to get in the ring. I want to do this. Get them the number. Tell them sign up. Let's make it happen.
Well, let's tell the people what it takes to get in the ring. Because don't mind, it took me a long time to get dressed up. I don't know how long it takes me to get in the ring. What's the basic physical requirements to participate in wrestling at this level?
Oh, cardio.
Absolutely.
Endurance.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I think when we're watching a wrestling match, we underestimate the amount of energy, physical resources it takes to perform. Even when you are the loser, right? It requires stamina, which is cardio, right? Driven. What else I need to be doing?
I would also say passion, because being able to land on that mat, it takes a great amount of endurance, and it hurts.
Yeah.
And commitment.
Yo, yeah.
And so while people want to say that wrestling is not real, whatever it is, it requires real commitment to body discipline, exercise, preparing your body.
Listen, Aaron, I have had gym trainers. I've had officers. We've had bodybuilders have came and tried out. And they last the first segment and left, threw up on the outside of the ring. It's a mindset. You got to want it. You got to want it. Our theme is, for the company is, this is where dreams become a reality. So if you're one of those persons from a child who was dreaming all this time about wrestling and thinking in your head, I can do this. I could make this happen. You got to come with all of that and more, and we can make it happen.
Okay, so two questions.
Go ahead.
Where do I find these tickets for Saturday the 16th of March, the cookout and wrestling show? And where do I find the insurance I need to come participate with y'all? Does the group offer an insurance package? Do you encourage the participants, the wrestlers, like, look, you have to have personal health insurance if you're going
to
do this?
Well, to be very honest with you, first of all, let me answer the ticket question. Big Boys Cafe down there by Fly, my good friend and
brother.
On
Robinson Road?
On Robinson Road. You can get your tickets there. Other than that, I'm mobile. We can make it happen. You can tell me where you at. I'll come. We'll drop it. Any wrestler. You just call and we'll be there to your door. The numbers are on the card. 544-1995, 803-7185.
Now, let me take... Just for the audience, let me tell you how old I am.
Okay.
Big Boys is the three-story building on Robinson Road. As you're heading west from the highway, east-west highway intersection with Marathon.
Absolutely.
You pass R.M. Bailey, and then the next three-story building.
Right.
That's Big Boys Cafe. Mm-hmm. That used to be the home of the best milkshake in the world at Chicken Unlimited. That's how old I am.
There you go. Chicken
right.
Unlimited.
That's why when I hear Kevin Sullivan and Tyree Pride, I get excited, right? They used to get us excited before Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
Before The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Yes.
Now listen, so I found these two great articles for people who want to follow the history of wrestling in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. The first article is The Bahamas Wrestling Association, Black Wrestling, and the Birth of a Nation. That's in a magazine called The Ringer. You could find it online. And then the second article is Bahamian Rhapsody. It's like an all-inclusive reading vacation. And that article highlights a book written by Ian Douglas. Ian Douglas is of Bahamian descent. And the book is a thorough history of wrestling in the Bahamas, but it's rooted in his personal experience with wrestling in the Bahamas as well. And in between those two articles, do you know that Dwayne The Rock Johnson performed in the Bahamas in a tag team with his father?
Really?
Wow.
So when my housekeeper told me that Dwayne The Rock Johnson was her most favoritest wrestler in the world, right?
Right.
Now I realized she may have actually seen him wrestle as a child with his daddy and not necessarily put the two together.
Wow.
I want to talk outfits. And I was listening for a while, right? Okay. And trying to say, are y'all serious? Is this wrestling thing real?
Absolutely.
And apparently y'all serious. Y'all be throwing people down and drop kicking people. Yeah. And I said, they still do such things?
Yep.
But what y'all wear? I know the wrestlers from my days used to wear tights. Right. And them jockey shorts.
Right.
So I'm trying to see, do y'all wear jockey shorts to go fight?
As it stands, I one of the wrestlers here at BW, I can't remember any of the jockey shorts, but we do wear spandex. Some of us do put on the spandex. And anything you could get comfortable in, because, you know, wrestling is now grown to where if you look at the likes of a John Cena, you look at the likes of some of the other wrestlers, they jeans, tennis, short pants, T-shirt. You know, because you would want to promote
Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. You want to promote what it is you're doing at the same time you're wrestling. So you get a double take with them other than just the underwear drawers thing and like that. No.
Listen, you don't know about wrestling trunks. The jockeys become wrestling trunks when you become a professional wrestler.
I'm learning new things. So do you still go on top of people and put your whole body over them and hit 1, 2, 3?
Yes, that's
called pinning?
That's a pin, cross body drop. I mean, there's numerous of things now you can do, but yes, you do that, or you could put your foot at some point in the chest and the ref would call 1, 2, 3. Long as their two shoulders are on the ground, that's an out.
What about a lariat? Do y'all still do lariats where you like when you push a clothesline and then?
Yes, absolutely, clothesline. I mean, you need to come out March 16 and see what's really good.
I become a wrestler.
Don't be crazy. Yes. Hey, you sound like you got the moves, so let's do this.
No, they're going too far now.
All right.
Mr. Newry, your category is supposed to be the frog, man.
There you go.
Yeah. Did you write that book, Fighting and Frog for Snake? Producer, let's take this call. We get a chance. I'm sure somebody want to call in and ask y'all where they could find Pork Chop. Oh. Pork Chop, plenty of people after you, man. Put on your headphones. Let's plug this one in, Yuri. Plenty of people after you, Pork Chop. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We good, thank you. How you do?
Rachel. Nuri.
That's for you, Nuri.
Go ahead.
I thought he was in there. Sorry about that. I know you're in there. When I say good morning, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. What that one named when you jump off the top ring, off the top rope, and jump on the poison?
It's a cross body.
Flat on the ring.
Cross body.
It's a cross body.
Cross body or frog splash.
What about a super flex? Super flex. I just remember lifting someone and go backwards.
That one, suplex.
Suplex. Yes.
And we have wrestlers. We have the aim, and some of the guys in the room. We have some of them who can do that. What about the figure four?
Let me ask him right now, Papa.
Great Ric Flair.
Pork Chop, you could superplex somebody.
Oh yes.
What about the figure four? The figure four.
Yes.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's actually part of my repertoire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the full Nelson. Tell me something. I don't know when this event. I didn't hear the date when the event could be, right, and exactly where it could be, right. But maybe in the future.
Yes.
I talk about getting the crowd out and stuff like the midgets, what is wrestler, the female wrestlers. I think people will be interested in that. I believe although it's a physical sport, it'll help people them. Like to get some of that steam out. And what I really wanted to ask you, Nuri, mm-hmm. what's the difference with this wrestling and the wrestling what they go straight to Olympics and do? And how much our authority over here is, not respect, but playing a role in that wrestling to get some of the young people maybe to go straight to the Olympics? But I endorse this thing, although it's physical. I believe it's a good entertainment and plenty of the people still like it, especially the older folks there. And I think the younger folks will like it to bring some of those female wrestlers and some of the midgets. Let's do this.
Okay. All right. Papa, vertically challenged people. But in terms of the wrestling world, is that term acceptable, midget?
Yeah, you could do that, or you could. They have stage names. As a matter of fact, I think Rey Mysterio is about 5'1".
Yeah. I've seen a number of reels from a league of. Vertically challenged mm-hmm. wrestlers. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of women, Papa, I've been looking for, where are their names? I've been looking for Odessa Hinzy, a.k.a. Jinx, and Giselle Liriano, a.k.a. Martinez. For weeks now.
Yeah,
I'm trying to put a pork chop on them when you sneak up on them. So there are some women wrestlers. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer.
Good morning. I mean, I heard you make mention of insurance, and I was on the road, so I said to myself, hold on. They don't have no health insurance? I need to go talk to these fellas.
Oh, man.
Absolutely. And I think the second question is, let's talk about, just briefly, the distinction between the professional wrestling we're talking about today and Greco-Roman wrestling and the forms of wrestling that you see compete at the Olympics. Last week, I read a story about a young Mr. Hannah, I think, who qualified or who participated and performed very well at, I think, the Pan American Games, one of the regional games, a Mr. Hannah. And so we do have traditional Greco-Roman wrestling taking place, but a brief definition of the difference, or, you know, a description of the differences, and are you working with the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture to perhaps bring a part of this BWE to high school sports? Maybe not the actual wrestling part yet, but the preparation, learning how to throw someone, learning how to be thrown, learning how to roll away from a throw, roll away from an attack, and things like that. They may be very useful in terms of personal development and creating young men that don't, when they're being confronted by a gang or by bullies, mm-hmm. that they don't necessarily panic. They have a sense of confidence in mm-hmm. their own ability mm-hmm. to protect themselves without extreme violence.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. The difference with the wrestling for me is the Bahamas Wrestling Entertainment, BWE, FEW, WWE, and all of the rest of the AEW wrestling federations, it is entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's an entertainment. So one of our first thing that we practice, first model, first going out is safety. Mm-hmm. Of everyone knowing how, and I mean, I like the way you put it, simply because you, it sounds like you've been teaching a little wrestling yourself. So, because we do look to, you know, protect one another, how to fall, how to break your fall, how to roll, how to take a trope, how to take a slap. But there are certain things that you cannot practice for. Here's the certain things that you cannot practice for. One, number one, you cannot practice for a chair hit. A chair hit is a chair hit. A slap is a slap.
I just going to say what you mean by take a slap.
Yeah, you
know, mean slap, like a slap?
A slap is a slap. All right, a chair like, hit.
Just a pow in your mouth?
In a pow. It's a ta-ta-tow. That's what's up. You take a slap. You take a chair as a chair. You can't take that. A bump is a bump. Mm-hmm. A slam is a slam. Mm-hmm. A DDT is a DDT.
Okay, what is a DDT? And then we go, Carla, we come in right now. What is a DDT?
Well, the DDT is when you would catch your opponent under the arm, mm-hmm. and you take him and you drive him backwards into the earth or into the ring.
I got you. Good morning, Carla.
Yeah, Aaron, and your guest.
Morning.
When I was young, I guess, mm-hmm. wrestling was our number one sport. Because mm-hmm. I remember on Saturdays, mm-hmm. I had to go fix the VA, the TV antenna had to be straight. Because there was Dusty Rhodes and Ivan Koloff just doing the Cold War days. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was entertaining. And you all showed us that when you had a black and white from World TV.
Yes.
But was Miami the base of that? Because I remember Gordon Solie. Do you remember him?
Yes,
Gordon
Solie.
He was the host.
Yes,
the host. Was Miami the base of that? Because they brought a show over here. And I remember going to the Nassau Stadium. Mm-hmm. All up in the trees, boy, was Raymond Watson. who couldn't get in?
Right.
Was Miami the base for the start of that? Wrestling?
Well, actually, Carla, if you check out these two articles, Bahamas Wrestling Association, Black Wrestling, and the Birth of a Nation, you'll find out that the Bahamas was one of the first organized wrestling associations in the whole Western Hemisphere,
right.
Predominantly organized by people of African descent with African descent fighters fighting for Bahamians. It's a fascinating history, starting in like the 60s. Right, is really when it took off, and a whole bunch of people would come to the Bahamas to fight, like Blair, McGraw, Kern, Kevin Sullivan, Mike Rotunda. You guys remember him?
Yeah, he used to spin you around on the head, grab your ticket and turn you around. Yeah.
Devon Dudley, Kurt Angle, Jim Cornette, and Diamond Dallas Page.
But next was Dusty Rhodes and his elbow.
Yes.
He was entertaining. Yes.
So thank you very much, Carla. Let me read a couple excerpts from this article. Plenty of well-known pro wrestlers, even some Canadian ones, ventured to the Bahamas, including Ric Flair, Gene Kaniski, Angelo Mosca, Barry Windham. Oh, I remember Barry Windham. Absolutely. Luna Vachon, Sting. Remember Sting? Steve Austin, Ricky Steamboat, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's sports.
Dwayne The Rock is coming back into the wrestling ring. Mm-hmm. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who wrestled in the Bahamas only one time as a tag team partner of
his father.
Yeah. Douglas shared, because this book is by Douglas, countless examples of fans throwing all sorts of objects from rocks to bottles and more at the heel bad guy. So the heel is the bad guy wrestler.
Right, that is correct.
Rushing the backstage area where the heel wrestlers were trying to make their exit, and the local police having to often step in to contain the rowdy audience. Lex Luger even had a fan throw a cup of urine into his face after a match.
Wow.
In chapter 13, which is entitled Rocks, Bottles, and Conch Shells, and is a lively and wild read highlighting the antics of these local fans, Kevin Sullivan, who claims to be the final NWA Bahamas heavyweight title holder, shared this memorable yet shocking story. There was a time when one of the Bahamians in the crowd had a cinder block. That's a JBR block.
Right.
And threw it at King Tonga and hit him in the head. He had to walk off like it didn't hurt.
Absolutely.
Another time, Jake the Snake Roberts, I remember him, had heat with some of the guys in the dressing room and they wanted to get back at him. The boys, so his people, led a bunch of the fans into the dressing room and they wrapped a rug around Jake and beat him with sticks the same way you'd beat a rat.
Wait.
Now, the book concludes by spotlighting Bahamian pro wrestler Omar Amir, whose determination to succeed in the squared circle, which led him to joining the U.S. military in order to stay in the U.S., he eventually became, he was crowned the Ohio Valley Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. So we have a Bahamian wrestling champion.
Omar, he's actually going to be here for July 13 at one of our other events that we're going to have. July 13, I spoke with him. That would have been a week ago. And we're putting together now something that we could get him in here. Yes.
All right. So let's go back through the details for the first event, and we're going to talk about the second event, which is tomorrow.
Yes.
So Saturday, the 16th of March, there's going to be a BWE, Bahamas Wrestling Entertainment, cookout and wrestling show. It's going to be at R.M. Bailey. Tickets can be purchased at Big Boy Cafe on Robinson Road next to R.M. Bailey.
Absolutely.
And man, it's going to be a lot of fun. Chicken, fish, and ribs,
Fish and ribs and many more.
And pork chops.
And
pork chops for sale. We're going to have pork chops with extra gravy, sir. With extra gravy.
That might be on the menu.
Price for the ticket.
Yes, price of the tickets. The chicken is $10. The 12 is for the ribs and 15 for the fish.
Okay. And do I need a ticket to get into the competition as well as for the cookout?
The ticket to get into the competition is your legs. It's free of charge. You just come on down
and
see exactly what's going on. Free of
charge. You're just wrestling on R.M. Bailey Park itself. Like, is it even covered up whereby like the outside public can't see?
Open to the public, no shade,
yeah,
no nothing. Just come pull up. We got a section where you can sit or
you can be in
your car. And just watch the show. The ring is going to be erected, and everything else is going to be on like popcorn, my brother.
Yeah, but you're coming. Yeah, but you're coming.
So listen, the event taking place tomorrow. Somebody told me it is a How Strong Is Your Punch competition where people could walk in and compete against BWE wrestlers.
I tell you, if you think you got what it takes to step into the square circle, if you think you got what it takes to show your strength, you could be to Fusion tomorrow. It starts at 2, and you could come on down. If you think your arm, you got one of the strongest arms. Like back in the day, I remember Hollywood Hogan used to say, I'd wrap the 300 pounds around you. I think I got about 22 inches here.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
If you think
pythons. If you think you got what it takes, come on down to Fusion, man. 2 o'clock, we're going to be punching it out.
This is a machine, right?
Absolutely.
Because I know how to punch a pork chop. I little hefty here.
I know how to punch a pork chop.
I know this was a punch out like you're punching each other.
No, listen,
we can try not to get like that. Like in the studio right now, I got two fellas who staring at one another because they're actually going against one another at the event on the 16th. So hold that down, brother. We're trying to run through this interview real quick.
Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, how are you? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Boy, the Swedish wrestling on a black and white TV. Your guys, I know your guys. Not old as me, it's Green Giant. Do you remember Green Giant?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. I do. We do.
Okay, y'all saw old as me then. That was a black and white TV.
Mm-hmm.
That was the sweetest wrestling because back then, you never know wrestling was real. It was on the same footage of sports. You know, Kill Wrestling Hollywood. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Solomon. When he came with that type of wrestling, more satanic, it turned a lot of people against wrestling.
That sort of character representation, eh?
Yeah, that character, kill it. Mm-hmm. You and my generation know about the real. I used to love Green Giant of Soul, the other type, and someone mentioned Rusty and them other guys. They were the real wrestling. I hope someday you'll come back to that.
Oh, we headed to that, sir. We got real wrestlers here right now. You could come out to the event on the 16th and you'll see some real wrestling.
That's all good. One of the other guys we must give credit to, Asian
Sensation Tyree Pride.
Tyree Pride.
Yes, one and only.
He really promote the black Caribbean folks. Mm-hmm. And I must give him, he's still living.
Yes, he is. He was here with us in 2020.
We need to honor him. We need to bring him down and honor him.
That's exactly absolutely what we did. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Pumpkin Eater, have a good day.
Thank you very much, Pumpkin Eater. Here's a quick text. Aaron Charlie Major Jr. should have plenty pictures of the wrestling that was at the Nassau Stadium because his father, Charlie Major Sr., was a promoter. And all of that, a lot of that information is in those two articles and in the book, one of the article references, right?
Spoke to Charlie yesterday.
Oh, we lost that caller now. Just for a moment, gentlemen. I see these two boys that may stop staring each other down. They have the seagull in here anxious in case she have to lift her wings. But Mr. Sawyer, you grab that mic for a second. Perhaps the biggest rivalry in the Bahamas right now is how Queens College
in the lead.
At BAIS.
Nothing better I love to hear and see.
Listen, as of last night.
Second.
Zach, listen, this is all good competition. All good competition. At the end of day two, the results were QC.
Look at Nuri.
699.
Zach graduate.
675. Temple Christian, 258.50. That's 258.5 points. St. John's, 156 points. St. Anne's, 108 points. So you pick up today's
and
Guardian.
Last. And Zach last.
I mean, of course, if you... Anybody after QC is last, right?
Right, exactly.
There you go. There you go.
If you're not QC, you're last.
Pork chop, that's the type of heat I'm going to bring to this ring. You better be careful over there. We're going to go to a break, and when we get back from the break, we're going to say congratulations to Devin Charlton.
Yeah, but she break her own world record.
There you go. And she had to tell the girl, listen, see, you don't row somebody when you get the record and the place and come and tie you. You don't row them. You don't fight with them. No, you just go break the record
break
again.
The record again. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Pork chop?
Right. Yeah,
absolutely.
You just body slam them again. Anyway, you guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green, the Seagull, and Pork Chop with Extra Gravy. We'll be right back.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green on the Sports Friday. We got a caller coming in quickly. Now, Pork Chop, in the break, I asked Pork Chop, right? Like, okay, I see the Pork Chop, but what about the extra gravy? He said, that's my wife. Y'all play with me and my wife coming in from behind and slap, slap,
right,
slap.
That's right.
Absolutely. Okay, but Pork Chop, how you get the name?
Well, it first started out when I was training. We had a trainer by the name of JB. He was training us. And, as you can see, I was really out of shape. And I was struggling to do most of the workouts that we were doing. So then he go on to ask me about my diet. And so I told him that, one of my favorite things to eat is pork chop.
Ah, there you go. I see how it...
So, yeah, you know, the rest is history from there.
Like let's go to the caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
How the gentleman mentioned that if somebody wanted to come in the ring, they could come if they think they could measure up, right?
Well, it's a competition. A punch competition,
Yes, I was wondering, just a suggestion. I think maybe it already planned and already done, but I just was making sure, asking the question, like security. Like if someone get out of hand, just to behave themselves. I know the medevacs people will be there and stuff like that. And so I was talking about insurance. You know that thing, like you call binding agreement, like if you just come off the
street, waiver, a waiver.
Yeah, something to... It wouldn't be no one responsibility because I think people could be into it. But tell me something, you still do that same one in the entertainment, in the wrestling, where you hold someone's head and put them to sleep like a baby?
Oh, is sleeper allowed in wrestling competitions?
Yeah, how you say the DDT is real, right? Or a chair is real, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you put them to sleep as a baby, that real or that is to be like entertainment to be watching?
I would like to answer that if I can. When it comes to certain holds and moves, when it comes to certain holds and moves, I can't sit here and say not real or whatever because I found out that it is real. You come in there again back to where we was at, your endurance, your mindset, your goal, your drive. You have to come in there. It's not for anyone could just come and walk up into that ring and do what we do. If it was easy as that, then everybody else would be a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people can only be a referee. Some people can be the cameraman. Some people can be the bellman. Someone can be a commentator. All of it makes up the show. All of that is a part of the show for that to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
So with that sleeper hold, if you're inquiring, you could call back and give your name, and then you could allow you into the ring, and they kind of put a sleep hold on you, and then you tell me whether you go sleep or not. But, yeah, it's good. It's fun, and it's safe, and it's all about entertainment.
All right, let's take this next call quickly. Good morning, caller. Good.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. How you doing?
And your coach and everybody, this is Quincy Pratt. Now, I remember in 1992,
when
me and Miley fight for the championship at the Sports Center, Kevin Sullivan and Terry Pryor did a show.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Sullivan, he and I shared the same dressing room.
Okay.
Well, the time I was.
Nice, nice.
He tried to psych me up with a smoke show. But we all know it didn't work.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, but it was a good time. My wrestling was good. And down at the Nassau Stadium, I used to be there as a youngster, Charlie Major.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did a lot of shows back in the time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Go ahead.
No, you go on.
Yeah, I said, I can't wait to see up and coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you very much. That's Quincy
Thrill a minute.
Thrill
a minute.
I was trying to put a little appeal on it. I'm getting ready.
Yeah.
And listen, you're going to need EMT because when these people see me swing into the ring from the top rope.
No, I was going to ask, wasn't there a second event happening tomorrow or whatever?
Right, so that's what we're talking about now. So we go through that event again. It's called the How Strong Is Your Punch Competition. It's going to be at Fusion Superplex tomorrow starting at 2 p.m. That's Saturday the 9th of March. At Fusion Superplex. Come and test your punch strength on one of Fusion's newest machines in their arcade. And so you will compete against BWE wrestlers, but you won't be punching each other. You will be punching the machine. You so lucky, Pork Chop. You so
no
lucky.
No promises. Wrestling's very unpredictable. And it's been a long time in the making, to be honest.
There you have it.
You play try teeth my fry.
So hold on. So the two of you all fighting each other?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, I can't believe that Mr. Hensley actually invited this dude over here, man.
Whoa.
Apologies. We're doing an interview, gentlemen. Let's try to finish this interview.
No. He finished something, so I'm going to start it. Okay. This man has been MIA for 2 years. I've been waiting for my challenge, and you've been ducking me. So tell me, who's the coward in this room?
Whoa. Okay, first of all, I was on a break.
Okay. He says
that's all it is, a break.
All right.
And I would think you would actually be happy about that, seeing that after that DDT I gave you on the actual car, back by Big Boys back in the day. Oh, I hope you ain't forget.
Gentlemen.
No, I ain't forget because I got something coming for you. Don't worry about that.
Gentlemen, let's please get through this interview so we can make this happen.
I got you. Anytime, anywhere.
Get excited.
Anytime, even here. You just want to jump?
Wait until
March 16th.
March 16th.
March
16th. It's much too long for us to wait.
You're too far.
I'm ready to make this happen.
How many wrestlers do you have in total, Bohemian wrestlers on your roster?
We have seven now in total. Seven.
Soon to be eight?
Soon to be eight, nine, and ten, actually. So, yeah. But seven right now. So, we have, that's five guys and two females.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Two-Face, where you get your name from?
I'm a thinker, and for me, is everybody has two sides to them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to bring out a character, I was sitting down, I was talking to Pope, Elijah Burke, and J.B. Cool, and I mentioned to them the name, and they said to me, listen, when you're coming out in wrestling, they were schooling me in my first beginning of this, they said, listen, when you come in, you want to come out with something that's different. You want to come out with something that's unheard of. You want to come out with something that's going to catch people's attention. Yeah, and so I said Two-Face because everybody has two sides to them. Today, you right now, you the seagull.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, you're the radio personnel. The day after that, you
back to the seagull again.
You don't even know who you are. So you know.
I want to hear a little more about the women I'm fighting, and when can I go and watch them? And do they wear spandex too?
Yes, they wear spandex, Mr. Nurian. Yes, they wear
on
the 16th of March. You can come out. As a matter of fact, you can come out tomorrow at Fusion, and you'll see one of them. One of them going to be out. I believe both of them going to be out. They're going to be out, and they're going to be in their gear. They're going to be in their gear.
Now, Sant'Angelo, where you get your name from?
Well, to be honest, Warren Sant'Angelo is actually my real name, my real middle name.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give my mother some kind of props, because it's a weird name, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Very long, but I just want to put some respect on it and just attach a good stigma to it.
So okay,
roll off the tongue of people's
off
people's
their
tongues. Tongue.
Yeah,
and
I got you.
And now,
Mr. Sawyer, you know how I got my name, right? I trained with Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
The hottest seagull in the whole seagull world.
Yeah, the hottest seagull. Yeah, I remember.
I trained every day on Montague Beach with him for months.
Swooping down and getting fries. Yeah.
I was saying good morning to the whole sport family.
Good morning.
To Tomfoolery and everybody.
And everybody else in between.
It's time to get gully.
Time to get gully is what we used to call it. Yeah,
I'm ready for y'all. Okay, tomorrow, 2 p.m., Fusion Superplex. It is the How Strong Is Your Punch competition. Next Saturday, starting at 12:30. R.M. Bailey Park is the BWE cookout and wrestling show.
Yes.
There'll be wrestling matches throughout the day. Chicken, fish, ribs on sale, $10, $12, $15 respectively.
Yes.
And for the bonus, we're going to have pork chops with extra gravy.
Extra gravy.
And
we'll see pork chops drop on his head next Saturday.
We'll see about that.
Sant'Angelo, I can team up with you. Yeah. You drop him and I can drop the apple sauce right on him.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, I
don't know, pork chop or something.
What you got, pork chop?
This gravy train, it's going to hit him so hard. But I didn't finish with him, he probably wouldn't even think about getting in the ring no more. I can guarantee that.
Oh, okay. I feel you on that.
Sound like a knockout. Sound like
a knockout. You're supposed to tell him he's the toothpick to your pork chop.
I took the words right out of my mouth.
All right. To the listening audience, thank you for joining us. Tell the audience who you are again, your government name, your performance name, and what's your slogan? What's your call? What do you yell at your opponent when you're in the ring?
Well, my name is Alexander Cash, the government name, known as AKA Porkchop Cash, if you want to call me that. Mm-hmm. Well, my slogan is, get ready for the gravy train. This is Porkchop with extra gravy, baby, to get ready for it.
How about?
My name is Samuel Delancey, AKA the instrumental Warren Santangelo, and my slogan is, time for the greatest performance.
All right, wow. Two-Face?
Hodnell Henze, government name, and stage name, a.k.a. Two-Face. Two-Face, yeah. Owner and promoter of BWE.
Awesome. It's been a pleasure to have you here today. Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you want to share before the end of the show?
Yes, I just want to, with respect to persons that, believed in this company, and they paid their due diligence, and I really, really appreciate them. Ronald Roxbury from In the Grove, the T-shirt,
Roxy Tees.
Roxy Tees, you
That's
know
what's my boy,
up.
Inspector Roxbury.
Inspector Roxbury.
Yeah, put some respect
put
on
some
my
respect
boy name.
Put some respect on his name. I know
That's
you're
my
right.
boy.
My friend and brother, he's
That's
coming
my boy
out.
We used to have a hairline.
Yep.
That's why they call you Two-Face, because you got a face on the top of your head.
A face on top of your head. They told me the other day when I wipe from the back, come all the way back. Antonio Gardner from Phoenix, appreciate him. Big Boys, Fly Freddy's Auto, Doreen's in the Grove. If you want some of the best chicken wings, you need to hit them up.
Yes, sir. Best $5 ever spent.
I'm telling you, bro.
I had some Tuesday.
It's like, right.
Listen,
yes,
right. place I like to swoop down more than Doreen's.
Than Doreen's. Fries. Singing Prophet, Lawrence, Bishop Lawrence Roll, my friend and brother, I appreciate him. Mr. Sweeten from Switchem, Vedagaro, I appreciate him. And Jeff Oliver, y'all want to see, I actually have a guest wrestler coming in, Mr. Jeff Oliver, along with somebody else. This guy, he says, he called out Two-Face. He sent a voice note. I'm going to get that back to you, Seagull. He sent a voice note. He called out Two-Face. He refused to give his name. And he just said to me he's going to be there. And he told me he was cut from the bosom of Hercules himself.
All right.
This is going to be a good time.
Mr. Sweden from Switcher, you mean Christian.
Oh,
Yeah, man.
Listen, all us is hanging with good people. Good people. That's all it is. Good people know good people. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. And so, Computer Tech, Tiro and Brista, it's a whole lot of folk, man. They did the diligence, and they believe in this company, and we're pushing all together, and that's what you need. And I believe in one thing. You don't need everyone to believe in you. You just need that one somebody.
Yeah.
And you can move forward in life.
And sometimes for the beginning, that one somebody could be you.
Absolutely. In yourself.
That's right.
Last text of the day, ask your guests if they know about Eddie and Mike Graham and Steve Kern. They were one of the founders of wrestling in Florida. Well, we're going to get into that maybe in another show, because I really want to delve into these articles in the history of wrestling in the Bahamas. But I can't right now, because all I want to do is take Pork Chop and throw him on a plate and drop some fries on him. Some fries.
Pork Chop's not.
Gentlemen. Say Pork Chop, you're drumming.
That's not.
This is the end of the show. We got to get out of here. In fact, I'm going to drive
these
guys.
Let's not detract from the fact that Sack is losing. Let's not get distracted.
Congratulations, QC Comics, and let's hold this lead
doing well.
Throughout day 3, Sack. You're doing well. You're in second place. You hold that second place.
Yeah, hold that second place. Well, yeah.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day. And more importantly, stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, because C.A. Newry is coming up next
Thank
with
you.
Guardian Radio AM.
Thank
Ka-caw.
You.
Ka-caw.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, too.